Copy that. Yeah, I've been hearing nothing but good things about the DM32. I almost bought one a while back, and I refrained from doing it. But ever since then, it's like everyone's getting them. Sean's got one. Tom, I think KCAKJO just got one. You have one. Tim has one. They're definitely out there, and that OpenGDC 47 or whatever it is, that's a really cool feature of those radios, and that the fact that it can support that is awesome, because then that makes your code plug makes the programming hopefully a bit easier and more compatible with other radios, so you don't have to have a specific code plug for each radio. So that alone is a pretty cool feature of the DM32. And then my buddy also has a DM32, and it was kind of my first introduction into the Boofang whatever world, and I thought it was pretty interesting, because they say it's an APX knockoff, and compared to the UV5R, that thing is leaps and bounds better, And so it's like, if you're going to get a cheap radio, I would skip the UV5Rs and go for like a DM32, just because it's, the dual band, and you can name all your channels and have multiple zones, and there's just so many perks to the DM32 over like a simple UV5R. You really can't go wrong with that thing for the price. But sounds great.